As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Iri, Nini, and Chen, I make a welcome for you. Welcome back to the History of Egypt podcast, and a special mini-series exploring the complete pyramid texts, as found in the monument of King Unas at Saqqara. This is part two in the series. If you have not listened to part one, I highly recommend starting there. Now then, on with the show. Part 2. We have explored the southern and eastern walls of the burial chamber. Their texts deal with the awakening of Unas to new life, rejecting his death. They tallied up his body parts, ensuring that they would be protected and preserved in this world and the next. Finally, Unas travelled north, north and up, as he journeyed to the sky to become one with the stars and the gods. The great deities greeted Unas, welcoming him as one of their own. Thanks to those texts, the king's voyage had begun. Back on Earth, there were more practical concerns. The king's body required additional protection before it was truly safe, and the king's soul required nourishment. Unas was becoming a god among the stars, but even gods require food and drink. So, the next section deals with offerings. These offerings would be literal, conducted by priests in the funeral and in the temple after Unas' death. They would also be magical, the essence of food, drink, and all good things going up to the sky to nourish the Osiris. Doing that, the god-king would use his powers to maintain balance and life on Earth. The following passages can be found on the west wall of the burial chamber, above the sarcophagus, beneath the ceiling. This section tends to focus on the protection of the body. It has a great deal of discussion about serpents. These texts mention snakes a lot, both as enemies to be repelled and as guardians who can protect the body of the king. This may sound contradictory, but it does make sense. Snakes have a complicated place in Egyptian philosophy. On the one hand, they can be dangerous, venomous threats to humans and animals. On the other hand, snakes do play an important part in the ecosystem, and they can assist human settlements by eating rodents, insects, and lizards. So the pyramid texts wrangle with this duality. The serpent must be chased away, but the serpent can also defend the deceased. The west wall contains passages 226 to 243. Quote, "Serpent is entwined by serpent. The toothless calf that emerged from the marshes is entwined. Earth, swallow up that which has emerged from you. Monster, lie down and slither away. The servant of the sun falls into the water. Serpent, turn yourself over so that Ra may see you. The head of the great black bull is cut off. Khepenu serpent, I say this to you. Scorpion, who rejects the deity, I say this to you. Turn over, go into the ground. I have said this to you. A face falls upon a face. A face has seen a face. The knife, black and green, went forth against it. This is the claw of Atum, which is upon the spine of he who allocates the Ka spirits. The one that stripped chaos from Khemenu, Hermopolis. Fall down, slither away. Speak the following. Let your two poison glands be in the ground. Let your two rows of ribs be in the hole. Pour out the liquid. The two kites, that is Isis and Nephthys, stand by in their role as mourning women. Your mouth is closed by the tool of the follower, and the mouth of the follower's tool is closed by Maftet. The tired one is bitten by a serpent. O Ra, Unas has bitten the earth. Unas has bitten Geb. Unas has bitten the father of he who bit him. O Ra, bite for me the earth. Bite for me Geb. Bite for me the father of the one who would bite me. This one is the one who would bite me as soon as he sees me. I would not bite him. He is the one who would come against me as soon as he looks at me, but I would not go against him. If you bite me, snake, I will give you one back. If you look at me, I will give you your second. Snake will be bitten by snake. The male serpent is bitten by the female serpent. The female serpent is bitten by the male serpent. The sky will entwine. The earth will entwine. The god who turns around the subjects will entwine. The blind god will be entwined. And you, scorpion, you will be entwined. These are the two spells of Abu, Elephantine, that are in the mouth of Osiris, those which Horus has cast upon the back of the snake. Your bone is made into a harpoon, by which you yourself will be harpooned. Desires are removed, and the Bedouin who are in the place of the spear, they are overthrown. This is the god Hemen. Those were utterances 226 to 231. Now, let's hear the same passages, but not in English. Moving forward, I'm going to introduce short sections of the transliteration. This is where Egyptologists turn hieroglyphs into the Latin alphabet for the purposes of translation and understanding. The pronunciation of ancient Egyptian is still largely unknown. Linguists can reconstruct some words, and there's been some really interesting advances in the past 10 years. But still, many of the vowel sounds and the exact pronunciations are lost. In these passages, I'm going to be using a pronunciation that is common within Egyptology. Basically, whenever a vowel is missing and we can't make a strong guess about it, scholars tend to insert a generic E sound. It certainly doesn't get close to the ancient pronunciation, but it's a starting point for reading these words aloud. Naturally, this next section will probably sound unintelligible. Don't focus on understanding it. Instead, keep an ear out for the rhythm of certain sounds. The Egyptians were quite fond of wordplay, especially using homophones, different words with similar sounds, to build a rhythm into their phrases and passages. You will hear it quite nicely in this next section, where certain sounds repeat several times. But most of the time, those similar sounds are actually different words. It's a fun way to get an idea of what these passages sounded like. Quote, Jed Medu, Shenau nau in nau, Shenu beches chabu peru em chesep, Ta yam menek peret immek hiu sedger seben, Her chem pesjet emu chefau penau ma chura. Jed Medu, Chesku tepka chemwer, Hebenu, Jedinen erek, Cheser netcher, Jedinen erek. Penna chu chebek ta jedeni nen erek. Jed medu, her her er her main her her. Perien nem sabkem waj eres. Am menef enef inespo enef. Jed medu, anet to nen net item. Cherit ches bekesu. Necheb kau sesaud chenennu emwennu, I her seben. Jed medu, neshefek emtha sepechtiek em babau, set mu achau jerti, tememu raek in shemset, tememu ra en shemset in maftet, pesechu sebek in nau, ira pesach en onis ta pesach en onis gebeb. Pesach en onis it en pesachu su. In se pen pesach onis en pesach su onis. Sut ier onis en shem onis eref shesep tu en maef onis shesep tu en degeg ef en onis. Pesechef onis, df waek maek onis, df senenuech. Pesechu nau in nat, pesechu nat in nau. Shennu, pet shennu, ta shennu medgeru, cha rekit. Shentinecher, sheppu teppef, shentiec cesec, nen wechat. Chesui nu, nui abu. Imu ra en osir, chesu en her, her beksu. And now, back to English. The next section continues the theme of repelling danger and protecting the king. These are utterances 232 to 243. Quote, say the following, vascular one, vascular one, seminal one, seminal one. You, the long one of his mother. You are washed, you are washed. Let this one be washed in dust. You are washed, O desert. Let there be water. There is no dust. The serpent that came forth from the earth has fallen. The fire that came forth from the noon, the infinite waters, has fallen. Fall down, slither away. A face is upon you, you who are upon your stomach. Fall upon your backbone, you who are in the bushes. Retreat before me, O serpent with two faces. You, long one, with the beaten flanks, and the other with the beaten flank. You have mated with the two gatekeepers of the praiseworthy king. Earthen one, out of the courtyard, trampled and purpled, foot trampled, cord, the son of Hifket. That is your name. The poisonous spittle has ended. That which was in the poison has sped to the house of its mother. Monster, lie down. The bread of your father belongs to you, you whose attack has missed. The uraeus is for the sky. The fire spitter of Horus is for the earth. Horus, the ox herd, treads. Unas has trod upon the walk of Horus. Unas does not know. Unas is not knowing. Go down upon your face, you who are in the undergrowth. Be laid upon your back, you who are in his cave. You are meat for the pot of Horus. Escape into the earth. O monster, go away. Spit of the wall, vomit of the brick. That which comes forth from your mouth will be thrown back against you. The fire has been extinguished. The flame serpent will not be found in the house of the Ombite, that is, Seth. The biting snake is all over the house of the one whom he would bite, and is hiding within it. Two Chetes scepters are for the strips of papyrus. They are as trampled bread. Lion, go away. Whether you are here or whether you are there, servant, go away. From the west wall, we now turn right and face the north. In this section, we have, arguably, the most important texts in the whole pyramid. These are the offering rituals, elaborate descriptions of food, drink, and all good things that the deceased should receive on the day of their funeral and every day thereafter. You may find these offerings a bit repetitive, but there is a reason for that. Firstly, the texts repeat themselves in order to guarantee that every individual offering, every type of bread, drink, every cut of meat or specific vegetable, appears properly in the offering list. And by repeating certain phrases, every offering is activated with its divine magic. So it's not so much a repetition as it is a rhythm of religious meaning. I've tried to capture that in the reading, but it comes across better in the Egyptian. The first section of the north wall contains spells or utterances 23 to 57. They are read from west to east, from your left to your right, as you're facing it. Quote, Osiris, seize everyone who hates Unas, who speaks falsehood against his name. Thoth, go forth, seize that one for Osiris. Bring the one who speaks falsehood against the name of Unas. Place him in your hand. Do not separate yourself from him. Take care that you are not separated from him. He goes who goes with his ka, or spirit. Horus goes with his ka. Seth goes with his ka. Thoth goes with his ka. The god goes with his ka. He with two eyes goes with his ka. You yourself also go with your ka. O Unas, the arm of your ka is before you. The arm of your ka is behind you. The leg of your ka is before you. The leg of your ka is behind you. Osiris, Unas, I give to you the eye of Horus, so that your face may be adorned with it, that the perfume of the eye of Horus may spread towards you. This is your libation, Osiris. This is your libation, Unas, which comes from your son. It comes from Horus. I have come, I bring to you the eye of Horus, so that your heart may be renewed by it. I bring this to you to carry you, to be under your two feet. Take the emission that comes forth from you, so that your heart will not be weary on account of it. Take, the voice has come forth for you. With milk, open your mouth, O Unas. With natron salt of the south, 5 pellets from El Kab. You taste its taste in front of the gods' shrines. That which Horus spits out is milk, that which Seth spits out is milk, and the two harmonious ones, milk. You purify yourself with natron salt, together with the followers of Horus. You purify yourself, Horus purifies himself. You purify, Seth purifies, with natron of the north, 5 pellets from the Wadi Natrun. You purify, and Thoth purifies. You purify, the god purifies. You also make yourself pure with that which is among them, so that your mouth is like the mouth of a milking calf on the day of its birth. You purify, Horus purifies. You purify, Seth purifies. You purify yourself with natron salt, 1 pellet. Thoth purifies, you purify, the god purifies. You purify, and your ka purifies. You purify, purify, purify. This, your own person, purifies yourself amongst your brothers, the gods. You purify your mouth, you make pure all of your bones. You are adorned with that which is yours. O Osiris, I give to you the eye of Horus, so that you may adorn your face with it. Hold on to the eye. O Unas, I make firm for you your 2 jawbones, which are parted. This is 1 loaf of Pesheshkef bread. Osiris Unas, I open for you your mouth. This is the divine metal from the south and the north. Unas, take the eye of Horus to which he went. I bring it to you, and I place it in your mouth. This is pellets of incense from the south, and pellets of incense from the north. O Unas, take the siak of Osiris, the siak pellets. Take the tip of the breast of Horus, and take it to your mouth. This is a jar of milk. Take the full breast of your sister Isis, and bring it to your mouth. This is an empty menes jar. This is your libation, Osiris. This is your libation, Unas. To make a libation of the north, round about, that comes from your son, coming from Horus. I have come. I bring to you the eye of Horus, so that your heart may be refreshed by it. I bring it to you to carry you, to be under your 2 feet. Take the emission that comes forth from you, so that your heart will not be weary on account of it. Say the following 4 times. Take, the speech has come forth from you. Take the 2 eyes of Horus, the black and the white. Seize them for your front, so that they may brighten your face. These are a white jar and a black jar, to be lifted up. May Ra in heaven be pleased with you. May he appease for you the 2 lands. May the night be favorable for you. This is a wedjat cake. May the 2 ladies be favorable to you. A gift that is brought to you is a gift that you see. A gift is that which you hear. A gift is in front of you. A gift is behind you. A gift is due to you. Osiris Unas, take the white teeth of Horus, which equip your mouth. These are 5 cloves of garlic. Say the following 4 times. An offering that the king gives for the Ka spirit of Unas. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, your cake which you eat. This is a cake of offering. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus that was snatched from Seth, which you shall take to your mouth, so that you may open your mouth with it. Osiris Unas, open your mouth with that which took hold of you. This is wine, 1 chetes jar of black menu stone. Osiris Unas, take the liquid that comes forth from you. This is beer, 1 chenut bowl of black menu stone. O Ra, you are adored in heaven. You are praised for Unas, the Lord of all things. For your body are all things, for the Ka of Unas are all things, for his body are all things. This is a praiseworthy altar. Unas, take the eye of Horus so that you may taste it. This is 1 loaf of depet bread. The darkness clears up. This is 1 ear cake. Unas, take the eye of Horus, which you shall find. This is 1 joint of meat. Unas, take the eye of Horus that was snatched from Seth, which was rescued for you, so that you may open your mouth with it. This is wine, 1 bowl of white menu stone. Unas, take the eye of Horus, the liquid that came out of Osiris. This is beer, 1 bowl of black menu stone. Unas, take the eye of Horus that was rescued for you. It will not separate itself from you. This is beer, 1 bowl made of metal. Unas, take the eye of Horus so that you may be provided with it. This is beer, 1 chetem bowl. The second part of the north wall has a slightly different focus. We are still dealing with offerings, the magical food and drink of the deceased king. But now, the hieroglyphs put a special emphasis on a particular symbol. In the next reading, you will find a lot of discussion of the Eye of Horus, the Iret Kher. For those unfamiliar, the Eye of Horus is an important part of the religious storytelling. The deceased king is now Osiris, but on Earth, he was Horus, the son of Osiris. And when Horus sought to inherit his father's crown, he was opposed by the chaotic deity Seth. The two gods fought in mighty clashes, and in one horrible episode, Seth ravaged the face of Horus and cut out his eye. That eye appears a lot in funerary art and symbolism. It's a whole thing, I won't get into it right now, but long story short, the Eye of Horus was a potent symbol. It represented the king's identity as the earthly incarnation of Horus. It represented his authority as the chosen monarch of the land. And the eye itself, when it appears in offerings, could be a symbol of the gifts that a deceased king, an Osiris king, should receive forever. So in this section, we will have many references to the Iret Kher, the Eye of Horus, as an important symbol of the offerings and the king's eternal life. This reading contains the utterances, or spells, numbers 72 to 171. Quote, Osiris Unas, I make full your eye with ointment. Speak the following four times with festival perfume. Osiris Unas, take the emission of his face. This is Hekenu oil. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus on account of that which he fought. This is Sefech oil. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus of which he took possession. This is Neshenem oil. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus that the gods brought to him. This is Tuat oil. O oil, O oil, rise up, hurry, you who are on the brow of Horus, arise. This is first quality cedar oil. Hurry, you who are on Horus, you are placed on the brow of this Unas, so that he may feel sweet under you. You grant Unas to have power over his body. You grant that his terror will be in the eyes of all the spirits when they look at him, and of everyone who hears his name. Osiris Unas, I bring to you the eye of Horus, which he takes, which is now on your brow. This is Libyan oil of the first quality. Say the following four times. Osiris Unas, the healthy eye of Horus is being rubbed upon your face. This is two pouches of cosmetic powder in green color. You awake in peace. The goddess Tiet awakes in peace. Tietit awakes in peace. The eye of Horus in Dep is in peace. The eye of Horus in the mansions of the Red Crown is in peace. That which the weavers receive, which he of the Sedia adorns. Cause the two lands to bow before this Unas, just as they bow before Horus. Cause the two lands to fear this Unas, just as they fear Seth. Be seated before this Unas, as his god opens his way in front of the spirits, so that he may stand in front of those spirits, like Anubis, genti ementiu, the foremost of Westerners. Forward, forward, before Osiris. Recite the following while burning incense. He goes who goes with his car. Horus goes with his car. Seth goes with his car. Thoth goes with his car. The god goes with his car. Osiris goes with his car, and he with the two eyes goes with his car. You also go with your car. O Unas, the arm of your car spirit is before you. The arm of your car is behind you. The leg of your car is before you. The leg of your car is behind you. Osiris Unas, I give to you the eye of Horus, so that your face may be adorned with it. Say the following four times. The perfume of the eye of Horus may be spread towards you. This is your libation, Osiris. This is your libation, Unas. It is two pellets, which come from your son, coming from Horus. I have come. I bring you the eye of Horus, so that your heart may be refreshed by it. I bring it to you, to carry you, to be beneath your two feet. Take the emission that comes out of you, so that your heart will not be weary on account of it. Say the following four times. Take, the voice has come out for you. It is Thoth who came with it. He has come out carrying the eye of Horus. This is one table of offerings. The eye of Horus is given to him, so that he may be satisfied with it. Come with the royal offering. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, after he has been satisfied with it. This is the royal offering, performed twice. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, be satisfied with it. This is two offerings of the broad hall. Say the following words. You have caused it to retreat before you. Sit down, be silent. This is the royal offering, the royal invocation. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. Join it to your mouth. This is the morning meal, one loaf of bread and one beer. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. But take care lest he, Seth, should violate it. This is one loaf of Tetu bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus that was pulled out of him. This is one loaf of pulled bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, the diminished one, of which Seth has eaten. This is one mug of sacred beer. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which they, acting against it, have destroyed. This is one mug of Chenemes beer. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, and lift it to your face. Lift up one loaf and one beer. Lift up your face, Osiris. Lift up your face, Unas, he whose spirit goes. Lift up your face, Unas, who is praised and intelligent, so that you may see what comes forth from you. Praise and partake of it. Wash yourself, Unas. Open your mouth with the eye of Horus. Call your Ka spirit like Osiris, so that he may protect you against every kind of wrath of the dead. Unas, receive this, your bread, which is the eye of Horus. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, of which you shall chew, so that you may be adorned with the liquid that comes forth from you. Four times prepare a meal, one loaf of bread and one jar. Osiris Unas, take the joint, the eye of Horus. This is one joint of meat. Osiris Unas, unite to yourself the water which is in the eye. This is two cups of water. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, who purifies his mouth with natron. This is two cups of natron. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus and unite it to your mouth. This is the morning meal, one loaf of bread and one jar. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus that was trampled by Seth. This is one loaf of Tetu bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus that was pulled out of him. This is one loaf of pulled bread. Osiris Unas, take it upon you. This is two loaves of Chetech bread. Osiris Unas, I bring to you that which causes you joy. This is two loaves of Neher bread. Osiris Unas, I place your eye, the delicious one. This is four loaves of Depet bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. Prevent him from suffering on account of it. This is four loaves of Pesen cake. Osiris Unas, receive your head. Say the following four times with four loaves of Shenes bread. Osiris Unas, take your eye and seize it. Say the following four times with four Imtar loaves. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which he, Seth, has swallowed. This is four baskets of cake. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus in its splendor. This is four baskets of Hebenenet cake. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus that was pulled out of him. This is four loaves of Kemer bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which is placed in his mouth for you. This is four Idat cakes placed behind you. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, your cake, so that you may eat. This is four Pat cakes. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which he, Seth, has pulled out. This is four pieces of roast meat. Osiris Unas, bring to yourself these white and healthy teeth. This is four bunches of onions. Osiris Unas, take the kepesh, the foreleg, which is the eye of Horus. This is one animal's foreleg. Osiris Unas, dance. The god Geb did not do wrong against his descendant, Horus, who inherited the crown. This is one joint of meat. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which you shall embrace. This is one joint of Sekhenu meat. Osiris Unas, take that which replaces the eye of Horus. This is one joint of Suet meat. Osiris Unas, take those who rebel against you. Say the following four times, with four ribs of meat. Osiris Unas, seize your attacker, and say the following four times, with one pot of roast meat. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. May you go towards it. This is one animal liver. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, towards which he goes. This is one animal spleen. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which is on his brow. This is one cha meat. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which is on the brow of Seth. This is one forequarter of meat. Osiris Unas, take the severed heads of the followers of Seth. This is one goose that has been sacrificed. Osiris, take this, your heart's desire, and say the following four times, with one cherep goose. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which he has brought. This is one set goose. Osiris Unas, take to yourself those who come while being hot. This is one ser goose. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, and prevent him from becoming sick upon it. This is one pigeon. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which he, Seth, pulled out. This is one loaf of tasef bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. It shall not be cut off from you. This is two loaves of sheath bread. Osiris Unas, the eye of Horus is known for you. This is two baskets of nepat bread. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, the water of which he disclosed. This is two cups of meset liquid. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, the diminished one, of which Seth has eaten. This is two cups of sacred beer. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. They come who have torn a piece from it. This is two cups of sacred milk. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which they destroyed, acting against him. This is two cups of Chenemes beer. Osiris Unas, equip yourself with the liquid that comes forth from you. This is two cups of beer. Osiris Unas, equip yourself with the liquid that comes forth from you. This is two cups of Sekhepet liquid. Osiris Unas, equip yourself with the liquid that comes forth from you. This is two cups of Pech. Osiris Unas, equip yourself with the liquid that comes forth from you. This is two jars of Nubian beer. Osiris Unas, take the breast of Horus, which they taste. These are two baskets of figs. Osiris Unas, open your mouth with it. This is two cups of wine of the north. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which they spat out. Prevent him, Seth, from swallowing it. This is two jars of Abesh wine. Osiris Unas, take the pupil which is in the eye of Horus, so that you may open your mouth with it. This is two cups of wine from Buto. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus, which he fished up from the river. Open your mouth with it. This is two jars of Hamu wine. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. It will not separate itself from you. This is two cups of wine from the eastern Nile Delta. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. It is praiseworthy. This is two baskets of Hebenenet. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus, which he, Seth, swallowed. This is two baskets of cake. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus, which he took from Seth. This is two baskets of Eshed fruit. Osiris Unas take the white eye of Horus, and prevent him, Seth, from tearing it out. This is two baskets of white Seshet fruit. Osiris Unas take the green eye of Horus, and prevent him, Seth, from tearing it out. This is two baskets of green Seshet fruit. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus, prevent him from damaging it. This is two vases of wheat and agate grain. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus, prevent him from ravishing it. This is two baskets of agate grain. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus while it praises. This is two baskets of Bebat grain. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus, which they chewed up. This is two baskets of Nebes fruit. Osiris Unas take your two eyes so that you may see with them. This is two baskets of Nebes bread. Osiris Unas take the eye of Horus. Prevent him from seizing it. This is two baskets of Wach fruit. Osiris Unas, take the eye of Horus. Know it for yourself. This is two baskets of all fresh vegetables. Hail, Osiris Unas. Existence is for you and with you. It is with you. This is the offering. Now, one last section remains in the burial chamber. This is the East Gable, the area beneath the ceiling, directly overhead when you first enter the hall. These texts go hand in hand with the offering rituals of the North Wall, and now that the northern offerings are done, the texts command the gods to care for Unas, to look after his needs and see that he does not go hungry or thirsty, that he does not lack for anything in this world or the next. The texts command the gods to awake, Resi, or rise up, Ika. You might read this as if the living, the priests performing the rituals, are handing over their duties to the gods. In the day, people on earth will make offerings to Unas. By night, it is the gods' turn to care for the king. That's one way of looking at it. You could also see it as a command for all gods to rise as Unas enters the afterlife. The king commands respect, and just as servants provided his needs in life, certain deities will do the same in death. The East Gable contains utterances, or spells, 204 to 212. We'll start with 204 and 205, first in English and then in Egyptian. Quote, let the diggers be in celebration, the heart of Tesesu breast be exalted. They have swallowed the eye of Horus, the healthy one, the one in Iunu, or Heliopolis. The finger of Unas, the small one, draws out that which is in the stomach or navel of Osiris. Unas is not thirsty. He is not hungry. The heart of Unas is not weak. For the arms of the desert god keep away any hunger. Fill, make the hearts full. O you, deities, who preside over the offerings, O you who belong to abundance, Unas has been directed to Fetekh, the cupbearer of Ra. Ra has directed Unas himself. Ra sends him to the overseers of provisions of this year. What they take, they give it to Unas. They take hold of, and they give him, barley and grain, bread and beer. For it is to Unas that his father granted, that Ra granted, barley and grain, bread and beer. For it is he, the great bull, who strikes Nubia. For to Unas belong the five portions of bread, the drink and cakes in the hall, three of which are in the sky with Ra, and two of which are on earth with the two Enneads, divine counsels. For Unas is the unchained one, being unchained, for he is the seen one, being seen. So says Ra, it is better for Unas today than yesterday. Unas has united himself to the moisture. He has kissed the dry seat. Unas has joined himself to the flame. Unas unites himself with the beautiful one. It is the beautiful one who fears Unas, and she gives bread to Unas. She does good for him on this day. Now, the same passages in Egyptian. Quote, Ihai ihenenu weches ib en chesesu shenbet. Ammensen iret her, paket imet iunu. Jeba onis, sherer westju nu imi shepau osir. En ib onis, en hekeref, en sir, ib en onis. In awi, ha ideru, hekeref, imechi, imechi, ibu. Jed medu. I cheriu seti iriu agbi. Wedju onis en fecta, wepedu en ra, wedj enef su ra jesef. Wedj su ra en cheri senemu en ren petten. Chefa sen, disen enef, amsen, disen enef. It bedet techenket. Ennetet en onis, in itef rediu enef, in ra rediu enef, it bedet tehenket. Ennetet sut iska ver huu kenset, ennetet onis is iri diut istet emchut. Iu chemtet erpet cha ra, iu senti erta pesceti. Nisu fechechi sut fechechu, Nisu mai, sut mai. Ira neferenef, emheru pen ersef. Yu necken onis memmet, yu senen onis shuset. Yu demegen onis emnechbut, yu necken onis nefret ner ef shu tebteb sheshes. In chem nefret neruen onis, Redies te en onis, ires enef, nefret emheru pen. Now, we continue the East Gable, utterances 206 to 212. The gods welcome Unas and ensure he does not go hungry, thirsty, or lack for anything. Quote, the offering of the butcher, the offering of the butcher, the offering of that which is in the eye of Ra, the offering of the birdcatcher, of that which is in the eye of the god, the cupbearer who brings water. Let the flame burn, and the meat together with the pastry. Present four hands full of water. The god Shu is flourishing. Unas has not taken away his meal. Unas is flourishing. Shu has not taken away his meal. The messengers of the east repeat, this is your bread. O judge, arise, Thoth, be high. Sleepers, awake. The inhabitants of Nubia, arise before the great Shaker who comes out of the district. Wep Wawet, the opener of the ways, who comes out of the bushes. Pure is the mouth of Unas. The two Enneads burn incense for Unas. Pure indeed is the tongue which is in the mouth of Unas. Excrement, or filth, is an abomination to Unas. Unas rejects urine. Unas loathes this abomination. The abomination of Unas is this. He does not eat this abomination. Just as Seth rejects the poison of those who cross the sky. That is, Horus and Thoth. Take Unas with you, so that he may eat of what you eat, that he may drink of what you drink, and that he may subsist on that which you subsist, that he may sit on what you sit, that he may be strong in that which makes you strong, that he may sail in what you sail, The house of Unas is woven with reeds. The plenty of Unas is in the field of offerings. His offering is among you, O gods. The water of Unas is wine, like that of Ra. Unas goes around the sky like Ra. He traverses the sky like Thoth. The abomination of Unas is hunger. He does not eat it. The abomination of Unas is thirst. He does not drink it. Unas it is, indeed, who gives bread to the existing ones. His nurse is the milk goddess. It is she who makes him live again. It is she, indeed, who gives Unas birth. Unas is conceived at night. Unas is born at night, for he belongs to the followers of Ra, those who are before the morning star. Unas is conceived in the watery abyss. He is being born in the watery abyss. He has come, and he has brought your bread, which he has found there. The eye of Horus trickles on the bush of the Genu plant. Kenti Ementiu, the foremost of Westerners, comes to him indeed. He has brought him the food of Horus, who is at the head of his houses. On what he lives, Unas lives on that. Of what he eats, Unas eats of that. Of what he drinks, Unas drinks. One joint of meat and one cake, this is his offering. With the end of these passages, we have concluded the burial chamber texts. It is time to pause and take stock of what we've heard. On the four walls of the burial chamber, the south, east, west, and north, Unas prepares for his journey to the next world. The king rejects his physical death and awakens to his new life. He takes stock of his physical parts so that he can ensure the continuity of his form, both physically on earth and eternally in the spirit world. The king has made preparations to protect his body from dangerous serpents and to invoke the help of other serpents who may come to his aid. Then, Unas and the priests conducting his funerals have laid out the extensive series of offerings that are due to the king and to the gods. These offerings, carved in stone on the walls, will endure eternally, as long as they are read and have been activated with their magical properties. They will ensure that the spirit of the king and the gods high above enjoy their nourishment and all good things in their world. Finally, the texts ensure that those gods awaiting Unas are prepared to welcome him as one of their own. He will sit on the boat of Ra, sailing across the sky during the day, and he will sit on the night boat, sailing through the heavens in darkness. Deities, great and small, are ready to welcome Unas. Some will embrace him as a son or a sibling. Others will serve him, acknowledging the power of the living Horus who has become Osiris. The soul of the king, awakening from his mummified corpse, has taken stock of the world which he is leaving and begun his journey to the world for which he is destined. Here in the burial chamber, at the heart of the pyramid structure, that awakening and that preparation is performed. Next time, we will leave the burial chamber and continue east through small passages and into the antechamber. We will continue to explore these texts in English and Egyptian. And in the next chamber, we will explore one of Unas' most infamous texts, the famous Cannibal Hymn, in which Unas ritually and magically feeds on the body parts of the gods themselves to strengthen his power and to ward off all dangers. That is part 3, releasing in 2 days. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon.